Hello everyone, and welcome back to Uncommon Sense, the most uncommon place on the internet where we question everything and learn together. I am Billy the Kid, and of course in the studio today we have...
Uncle Butch, back at you. We're here again, once again. Thank you for joining us this week. And thanks for being a part of our Uncommon family. We really appreciate it. What do you think, Billy?
I think I'm glad our audio is working today.
I think I'm very appreciative that the computer's working today.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit cooler and breezier today.
Yes.
In Southern Oregon. I've decided if we're going to make our own state, we just need to be Southern Oregon.
Yeah.
The Carolinas did it. Why not?
Yeah.
And they got James
Northern,
did it.
They got West Northern Carolina. North and South Carolina.
Yep.
So... yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's time we petition.
Just Southern Oregon. We call ourselves anyways because we don't want to identify with the northern half.
Yeah. We stay away from Portlandia.
Talk about the Civil War, huh? Oh. So, speaking of Civil War, I'm trying to get rid of all the Civil War happening.
Right.
Stuff. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, we had the little show and tell thing this weekend.
Right.
And so I was in Civil War uniform.
Nice.
I was wandering around and came by the Republican booth.
Uh-huh.
And they had a cutout of Trump somewhere. Trump, my man.
But you have to snag that picture.
Yep. Give him a fist bump. Yeah, yeah.
And see, this is what I think most Democrats are afraid of, is that the Republican base is already behind Trump. It shows it in the polls. It really does.
I still have my questions about him, for sure.
I have my questions about him, mm-hmm. But at the same time, he is a guy that's delivered on every single promise he ever made.
And DeSantis went like this, and then...
yeah. Someone should have warned DeSantis that running at this particular time, this juncture in his career...
it was all in or nothing.
Right.
Like, there's paint on my head. You see?
You got paint on your hat? Aw.
Where's Boo? A little bit dirty.
A little dirty.
My daughter's been stealing the spiral hat lately. Well, anyway, I decided to start wearing my hats. I have too many hats to not be wearing them.
Right. I think I know.
So if I wear a hat that offends everyone, then you know, it happens.
Yeah, and if it doesn't offend you, give me time. I think I have a hat that will.
I have concluded that I am just in and of myself offensive to
right.
someone at one given time or another. It's just in my nature, I always say. Yes.
Yeah.
You learn to kind of just get over it.
Yep.
If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't.
Right.
You know.
I tell you what, for all those uncommoners out there right now that are watching and listening, you know we love our hats. You know we have various hats. You've seen me wear various hats. You've seen Billy wear various hats.
And I have a very, conflicting
that you think that we might like, take a picture of it, send it to us.
Some of my views may reflect in some of my hats, and if that offends people, I apologize. But
I don't apologize.
I'm not. I mean, I apologize that you're offended.
I have a right to my.
You know what I mean? As far as like. I'm sorry, but I'm not. I'm sorry that I'm not sorry, I guess. You know, the fact that you're offended is really more your problem and your fault than mine.
Yeah, you need to work on those particular triggers. It's not my responsibility. You go.
I'm not hurting anyone. I'm not threatening anyone. You know, I'm not trying to take anybody's rights away.
No.
So, you respect my liberties and I respect yours.
Yep.
Freedom and justice for all. Amen.
Yeah, that's right. That's the way it's supposed to be. Freedom and justice for all. seeing lately is that there's a two-tier justice system. There's not justice for all. It's justice for some.
Is there even two-tiered of us?
And tyranny for the rest.
Oh, I saw these cool cups yesterday at the fair. I'm going to call it the fair because it was like a little mini fair. Those of you from Southern Oregon, you probably know what event I'm talking about. It was packed, dude.
Oh, wow.
Yep. I'm not going to give away all our secrets. Same. But there was a guy there that had these like custom-made cups and stuff.
Right.
Water bottle mugs, you know, kind of like this, but they were a little bit different. And these ones shaped like bullets.
Oh, wow.
And one of them said something like, when tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes necessary, or something
like that. Right, duty or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And it had the flag and the people in the middle. It was just cool. I was like, oh, I want it. And then so they had one that
rebels.
Would match your shirt you've got that says, we the people. Well, I have the same one, but the cut-off sleeves.
Right.
But yeah, I had that conversation yesterday, too, with one of the gals at the Republican tent.
Oh, you did?
Because we were talking about politics. And, imagine. And then, me being in my Civil War uniform, we talked a little bit about the Civil War.
Right.
And I was like, well, you know, it's interesting that my family fought for the Union side.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been a little frowned upon when I decide I'm going to switch sides for the day.
Right.
In my reenacting even, because, well.
Yeah.
However, when you compare the base of the politics that was being fought for then.
Right.
And what we as, you know, those for the Constitutional Republic.
Right.
However way you decide to sign your political card, as far as the label you put on there.
Yeah.
Whether you're libertarian, constitutional, what's another one? Independent.
Right.
Republican.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, the three main ones.
If you are for the Constitutional Republic.
Right.
Your politics falls more in line with what the Confederates were fighting for.
Right.
And I personally, this is my personal opinion, okay? Not an expert on anything, but I've read a lot of history. And I personally believe that we, as Americans, would have abolished slavery eventually anyways.
Yes.
And the subject of slavery, yes, although it was there,
right,
was not prominent as far as like what the war was about. It was not prominent until the people made a big deal out of it.
Right.
And like everybody getting in the streets and protesting and talking about it and, you know, going on an uprise about the whole thing. And it really just divided the people even more. And there was states in the North that technically kept slavery because of different wording.
Right.
Like, life apprentice.
Right.
Indentured servants. They went back to some of that.
Yeah.
Therefore, they still had slaves in some of the northern states because of the way they twisted their laws and so on and so forth.
All right.
And I think that because it is evil to its core, slavery would have died out in the country.
Oh, yeah.
We are too much for liberty and justice for all. So, I think it would have just died out eventually.
Right.
Yeah. However, when you look at the base of the politics was what I was getting at. We are much more like the Confederates.
Yes. I believe so.
We want things to go back to state to state, county to county
Right.
governing.
Yes.
Stop with this big government nonsense. We don't need big federal everything.
No, we don't.
At all.
That takes
like, I'm not saying at all. Like, right. We should have a military. We should have,
right.
You know, there are certain things that we do need, but we need to, like, my personal opinion is that we need to wipe it all the way back to down to number 10.
Yeah.
And bring back the original number 13 to be debated over.
Right.
And debate over all the other amendments.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be reanalyzed, revised,
so on and so forth. To be debated over?
The original 13th Amendment.
Oh, okay, the original 13th. Okay.
It needs to be resurfaced and discussed.
Yes.
Anyway, that's my personal opinion. I'm full of them.
Yes. No, that, now you was talking about the, you know, the differences and where we aligned to back mm-hmm. then and everything else. And you was also mentioning that we don't need big government. And I remember one of our viewers, him and I were... talking
one it night. Needs to be kept at bay.
Yeah, well, him and I were talking one night, and we usually talked about what was going on in the world, what's happening, you know, the news and everything else. And we were just talking one night about current affairs, mm-hmm. current events going on, and a co-worker came on out and was joining us in our discussion and everything. And then this viewer, he went ahead and he asked me, and I'm so thankful he asked me it. He says, "What's the difference between a Democrat and a Republican?" And I broke it down before, and you know who I'm speaking of? He's a girl.
Come on. You want to know what the difference between a Republican and a Democrat is? How quick do their knees hit the floor when a lobbyist walks in the door?
Right. That is so true. So true. No, the big difference, and this is what I explained to them, is that Republicans believe that you work hard, you get to keep what you earn.
Yes.
Pay taxes, no necessary taxes.
That's what... The core of it is supposed to be. However, right. There's a lot of mingling, shall we say.
But, they're, you know, pay taxes, you know, mm-hmm. to pay for those that are in Washington. Now, hear me out, hear me out.
I know.
Hear me out. As long as they're following the Constitution, as soon as they violate the oath of office,
they should not be paid as much as they are.
They should not be.
Like
they should not be.
Their salary should
each
be much
every
smaller.
Every one of our founding fathers and former, first 10 presidents?
Something like that. 8 to 10 presidents.
8 to 10 presidents. All had their own jobs, mm-hmm. their own businesses, their own source of mm-hmm. income.
Yeah.
And the salary back then was only like $26.
Yeah.
A year.
Yeah. It was a small percentage. Of what was brought in. Everything right. else went to what was voted upon
right.
by the people that was needed
yeah.
by the people. But we need to change
said,
the whole...
believe that you work hard, you keep what you earn except for necessary taxes, military security, border security,
mm-hmm.
you know, homeland security and such like that, policing.
Yeah.
No, you pay the
There are things that I'm not completely against taxes, okay?
Right.
But the way that America was originally set up is that we were not to be taxed unless we said
right.
when, where, how we were to
right.
be taxed and when, where, how it was going to be spent.
Right.
We are supposed to be telling them what to do.
Right. See, this is the other part of what I was telling them. I said, we're the ones that are in control of the government. The people are. We tell them. The Constitution lays out a long list of items that
they
the
want
government
you to forget
can't
it.
Do to the people. That's what the Constitution's for. It's not a base of laws that to, you know, delegate, criminal justice.
See, that's why.
That there, it's a set of laws to delegate what the government can.
But that's why we need to go back to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That's right. To the first 10. We just need to go back to the first 10. Anyway, he goes, what about a Democrat? And I said, well, a Democrat believes that government controls everything. They believe that the government is doing what's best in their interest.
So this
surely isn't, because you can see clearly that it isn't. And that, you know, they keep voting for the same people, for the same government that they want to change.
They have been since forever.
That doesn't make sense to me. That's never.
We also used to have more than two parties.
Yes, we do.
It wasn't always just one and two.
No.
One time there was what, like four or five, something like that?
Yeah. But once upon a time, and when America was at its greatest, at its finest hour, you know how many parties there were? One. The American Party.
The American Party. What you were saying a minute ago brings me back to, we need to wipe it down to 10. I'm not saying that all the other amendments are necessarily bad.
Right.
But they need to be revised. And like I said, the original 13th needs to be brought back. And revised.
Yes. And redebated.
Yes. More like redebated, not necessarily revised. Like, that comes after the debate. The people need to be more aware and involved of what's going on.
Yes.
And it starts small.
Yeah.
And I mean small. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Local.
Start local. You don't know who your local sheriff is? Maybe it's because you didn't vote for him or didn't vote at all. What you need to do is sit back and ask
I don't
yourself.
Even know our mayor.
Yeah.
Like, I know I didn't vote for her. I can't remember her name now. But I barely know what she looks like.
I don't know what she looks like. Nobody sees from her. Nobody hears from her. And she's supposed to be doing what's in the best interest of our town. And she's a vanishing act. No one ever talks about her. No one ever talks about what she's doing for our town.
So the real question is why? Why don't we talk about that stuff?
Yeah.
Locally, wherever you're from in this great land we call the United States of America.
Right.
Do you know your mayor, your city council, like, do you know any of these people?
Yeah. Have you ever seen a picture of
them? I do know the sheriff.
Yeah, that's another story.
Hey, no. To be fair, the sheriff is a really nice guy.
Yeah. This one. The one I had an encounter with wasn't so nice.
This one's a nice guy. It's his son that I really got to know. He's a nice kid.
Yeah. He's a good kid. He's got a good personality.
Anyway, was that normal?
But that was the main differences, you know, that and that the Democrats want to impose unnecessary taxes upon the people.
Oh, that was the other thing I was going
to
say.
To spend it to make the government bigger.
But before I forget again, you were saying that earlier, and it made me think of this thing. People keep thinking. And it has been brought up to me, like, probably three times in the last week and a half.
Right.
Someone saying something to this effect. Well, you know, at some point the party's like flip-flop. No, they didn't.
Never flip-flop.
And actually, I almost fell for that quite a while back now.
Right.
And then I started looking into it, and I'm like, that they didn't flip.
They didn't flip-flop.
I don't know where this came from, where did we hear this? Where did we learn this?
Who spread this?
Yeah.
Who started it? and why?
Because they have this idea that the Republicans and Democrats flip-flop somewhere in the middle. They never did.
Yeah, they never flip-flop.
Now, yes, the Democrats were also started, the KKK was also started by Democrats, which was, of course, majority in the South. However, the majority of people, regulars, everyday citizens, civilians,
right,
whether they were ones that went to war and fought for their country or not, their views were opposite, in a sense.
Yeah.
Compared to what Democrats are now.
Yeah.
So in that sense, we can say, yes, they flip-flopped a little bit. But... But you see what I mean? I think maybe that's where the... Yeah, but then also... No, hear me out.
Okay.
I think it was... It's just the fact that the people have awakened in a way that the parties couldn't have predicted.
Right.
Because what the majority of Democrats would have been back then now thinks more like what Republicans think now.
Right.
So there is sort of a flip-flop I can see. However, like, the parties themselves, as entities as they are, did not really flip-flop.
Yeah.
And frankly, if it was up to the governments, we would have just ended up with tyranny no matter what. Whether it was the Confederate government or the U.S. Union.
Right.
But what holds us to the people being in power is that Constitution. And the fact that we are a republic. Not a democracy. Yeah. I am so tired of hearing our democracy. Do you even know what democracy
they
is?
They threaten our democracy.
This is a threat to our democracy.
Democracy is a failed government system from
Republican and conservative influencers and whatnot. In fact, the same ones that try to preach what we are saying right now,
right,
that we are a constitutional republic, blah, blah, blah. And next thing I know, they're calling it a democracy.
Yeah. No, I'll never call it a democracy.
Who is paying you?
Yeah. Who's lying in your pockets? If you'll notice down below, we don't have massive.
You try to preach the whole,
we don't have massive views, so I wish that would change.
And they preach the truth, but then they turn around and repeat the same narrative as everybody else,
right,
simultaneously.
They do that, yeah. That's one thing I will never do. I will never sell out myself, my pride, or my country.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Ever.
It's like Ryan Upchurch says, we don't give a about the narrative. You can take their narrative and shove it up where the sun don't shine.
Yeah. I was going to say something, but I chose not to. Trying to keep the channel alive. Yeah, but no.
Roll Raggy.
Oh,
the wind,
man,
just blew in here and made my nose itch. Anyway.
We did have some subjects we was going to talk to you about. One of the subjects that we wanted to talk to you about
actually was
today,
the whole democracy thing, a little bit.
We wanted to talk a little bit about democracy. We wanted to talk about what a republic is. Here's a democracy.
Democracy?
This has been... Tell me if this is left-leaning. Go ahead, read that off.
Okay, yeah, we read this earlier. Picked it apart already a little bit. Democracy is a form of government in which laws, policies, leadership, and major undertakings of a state or other... polity?
Yep.
Is that how you say it?
Yep, polity. Yeah.
That one threw me off the first time, too. Or other polity are directly or indirectly decided by the people. Why is that in quotes?
Yeah, you'll notice that's in quotes.
Why?
And because, you know, that's not what democracy is. A democracy is a form of government that's ruled by
the majority vote.
The majority vote.
Now, I will see about leaving a link in the description below, because we did a video about this a while back. Am I on the right thing here?
All right.
Yeah.
All about democracy.
Well, we did that thing a while back on our channel. Go over here. Hold on, guys. I'm over here working in the background a little bit. Whoop. Sorry. Go back. It's not gonna find it here. Dun, dun, dun. Here it is.
Alright.
I will put it in the live chat. Share. Copy.
Yeah, put it in the live chat. There we go. This is for all you folks out there that don't know the difference.
We didn't really do, like, a review on this when we posted it. It was one of those weeks where, like, things were kind of swamped and we just kind of threw something together.
Right, yeah.
For you guys that we thought you could learn from that, you know, might spark some questions and so on and so forth. So, this is it. Let's see. What was it called? Oh, government spectrum. So you guys can check that video out if you have any questions as far as republic versus democracy and why this conversation is so important. Okay, so back to the people being in quotes.
Right.
Why?
Well, I think to understand this, we need to look at what a republic means.
We also need to understand that they don't want the masses of America to actually have any power.
Right.
Which we are supposed to, according to our first 10 minutes.
Right.
Starting with 1 and 2.
That's right.
And they were written in that order for a reason as well.
Yes, they were. I mean, this isn't something somebody scratched down on a restaurant napkin and said,
"Hey,
this is it."
A long time
to debate it.
They debated it. They rewrote it. They over and over and over again until they decided on the top 10 important and not just important, but the most prevalent to the time.
Right.
Okay. Because, for example, Jefferson wrote things about abolishing slavery. He wrote a whole amendment about it.
Yeah.
But with the way things were, his timing wasn't right yet. His heart was in the right place, but his timing wasn't right yet, and there was too many in opposition. Because, frankly, at that point, they had gotten used to that way of life.
Yeah.
They had inherited it from England. And they were used to that way of life. They didn't really understand how to live life without it just yet.
Right.
But he, too, Jefferson, I mean, felt that it was only a matter of time. That it will happen when the time is right. And he hoped it would happen in his lifetime, but it did not.
Right.
But with that said, quotes are very important when you're an actual writer. They are only used in specific cases.
Yes.
So, is it something someone is saying? Is it a quote? Are we reading dialogue? No.
No.
So
it's when, and in this particular instance, what they're trying to do is stress the word to make it more important than the others, or to make it the focal point of the sentence.
It also makes me wonder if there's some sarcasm in there.
Yeah.
What people are they talking about? The people that they have appointed to vote for us?
Right.
Just wondering.
Thanks, you go.
Okay, so you guys can obviously look up democracy yourself as well. So right here, we're going to switch over to not that one, the Republic one.
Go back.
Oh, isn't that's
go correct. Back.
That's right.
Go back. Keep going back.
Republic. Here we go.
Go ahead if you want. Click the
Wikipedia. Because it's easier to show you guys on here, and it's also kind of fun to pick apart the interesting way that the internet world is worded.
Right.
So, according to Wikipedia, not to Webster's old school dictionary.
You know what? I want to introduce the 28th Amendment. I want to introduce the 28th Amendment that says anyone who works for a government entity cannot vote because they are voting on themselves. It's the same as a baseball player betting on his own game.
I think we need to do what I was saying first, and then that can be added.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something like that. Should be either added as its own amendment or...
That you know way, I mean?
But again, debated and discussed by we the people.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's a lot of us. This may take a long time, but we now have the internet. We can debate much faster than we think we can.
Right. And we can tally those results. Hey, if they can do it on American Idol in a matter of minutes, we can do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you 10 minutes to cast your vote. After that time, voting's closed. No more votes are allowed. Well, I was going to vote this way. No, I don't want to hear it. You have 10 minutes.
So, a republic is a state in which political power rests with the public and their representatives.
Right.
In contrast with monarchy.
Right. To a monarchy. Or with a monarchy, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, you got it right.
So, we are also a constitutional republic,
mm-hmm.
which means our republic is based with these specific laws
that restrict the government.
That restrict our government
from infringing on our rights.
Doing whatever they want to do and eventually creating a tyranny of some kind.
Is called, what? Oh shit, the Bill of Rights.
The rights that we have as human beings that are protected when we are American citizens. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
We are not just a refugee land.
No.
So, those who are born here are naturalized here.
Right.
They are protected by those laws.
Right. Now, not
but
someone
not
that
saying
comes
that
across
we don't
the border
have
has a baby and goes back home and the baby gets to stay.
But we also have laws to protect people in general
that
as well.
Alabama, and we'll send the baby back to its origin country. Just saying. Let's talk about some common sense laws.
And let's debate these things. Because some people may think you're a little harsh. You know.
No, I'm protecting our... This is
I'm just fault. Saying, like, another point of view could be, well, the baby is placed under whatever, you know, custody.
Right.
Because it was born here.
Yeah.
But you go back to where you came from.
Right. And they usually leave the baby here. It's what they call baby anchors. Because
once
you have the baby here... Now you get to stay here because you're the parent.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think that's
And if you don't have the right visa and whatnot, then right. you can't just keep flopping over the border.
No. No.
And right I'm now, sorry, our border but living in certain areas, you notice there are way too many migrant workers. You know not all of them have the right...
Yeah, well, I'm going to break it down real simple for everybody.
And then we're over here begging for
States, this is our country. This is our home. Our home is our house. Our house. Do you leave the doors and windows open? No. Do you leave the doors and windows unlocked? No. You lock the doors. You lock the windows.
And it actually protects those children even more.
Right.
It really does.
It does.
Because now the bad guys, shall we call them, have to go to specific places in order to get across the border.
Mm-hmm.
Those specific places are well manned.
Mm-hmm.
Also, with a wall or a fence or something, we would have places to mount cameras and keep an eye on everything. Oh, boy, George, there's an idea for you, mate.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not rocket science, okay? Jeez. We don't need Elon Musk over here to figure out this shit. It's really just common sense.
It's common sense. And those who want to debate otherwise lack that common sense.
Mm-hmm.
They might
see it. Well, they're not sitting back and looking at the whole picture.
Right. They're not. They're focused. They've been walking through life with blinders on.
They've been told just keep the tunnel vision.
Right.
You know. Don't take the blinders off. It's scary out there.
Yeah, it's scary. Oh, don't worry about it. We'll tell you what to be afraid of, too.
You know, like... No, no. Okay, so... On the final day of the Constitutional Convention in 1787, Benjamin Franklin responded to a woman's question. Doctor, what have we got? She asked with enthusiasm. I'm just kidding. A republic or a monarchy?
By saying,
he said, a republic, madam, if you can keep it. Elizabeth Willing Powell, also known as Mrs. Powell of Philadelphia, is that how you say that?
Yep.
Was the woman who allegedly quoted Benjamin Franklin saying this. The quote has been retold and retold on the House floor with Nancy Pelosi not being the first to drop the anecdote, I'm sure. It was just the first recorded in modern history.
Right.
Anyway, we can move on now. But
well,
that
I
is
don't know supposedly... how old Nancy Pelosi is. She might have been the first to drop the anecdote. You know, like right after he said it, you know, a couple days later on the House floor, she probably sat there and went, you know, I know I'm only 68, but I got a story to tell you.
Was she drunk?
She was a little tipsy. And a little used and abused. She came from Tom Tavern.
Okay, so, moving on a little bit here. What was going on in here?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Right here.
Oh, yeah. House GOP presses Kotek over early release. The caucus.
Yeah, let's get a little bit local, a little bit home here. We're in the state of Oregon now. We're going to talk about some subjects here.
And then I want to get into a couple of things, too, just because I want people's opinions. Like, I don't know, maybe my opinions really do suck. I want to know. I want to know what other people think about a couple of things. Just a couple of things.
Just a couple.
Anyway. House Republican Caucus sends a letter to Governor Tina Kotek, urging immediate review of all communications granted by former Governor
Stain brown.
Brown stain. Yeah. Anyway. the Oregon House Republican Caucus sent a letter, blah, 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 urging the immediate review of all communications granted by the former Governor Kate Brown. This letter comes just 1 week after U.S. Representatives Chavez de Rima.
You said communications?
I think so. Oh, whoops, my bad.
Communications.
I can't read today, as I learned like yesterday. Last week. I can't count either. Anyway. And Bence made a similar request. House Republican lawmakers stated their appreciation for Governor Kotek's action in ending the commutation of Jesse Lee Calhoun, who is now a person of interest in the killing of at least four women in Portland metro area, but stated it is not enough. The unprecedented commutations and salutations, but anyway. Got a strange sense of humor, Mike. I know. I can't blame John on it. I can't blame it on John because he's not here. Yeah,
blame it on Charlotte's Web, right?
Yeah.
Salutation.
Well, your fault, Weber. Get on, Addy. Go on, get.
Weber, Webby.
Oh, okay. Where was I? The unprecedented commutations undertaken by Governor Brown bypassed many of the existing safeguards that are in place for our current parole and probation system. The lawmakers wrote, House Republicans encourage you to do the right thing for Oregonians and give these commutations the due diligence they should have received in the first place. They conclude the letter by calling on Governor Kotek to follow through on the promises she made when taking office. This is a great opportunity for you to show leadership and the integrity of the office you have often stated you want to bring to your administration.
That's pretty much calling around saying, hey, you said it, let's see it.
And look at that. She really is Governor Brown 2.0.
Yeah, she is.
And da-da-da! Didn't we read a similar article like this, like, I don't know, a couple years ago? I think we have an article about it.
Yeah, right.
Video about it. Anyways, we discussed the idea and the topic. So here we go. 15 reasons why Kotek is the nation's number one most unpopular governor. Da-da-da-da! Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Let's see. Number one.
She can't make a decision. We've got links here, you guys. You know what? I'm gonna link this to them. Copy. Bam, bam, bam.
Da-da-da-da.
15 reasons Kotek
paste it
is an popular. I can't type
or rap.
I can't anything. I can't even read. Okay.
Can you break dance?
I could try. How about
phenomenal?
Okay, so she can't make a decision. She works alone. In other words, she won't take advice or anything from anybody. It's all my way or the highway. She's tied to scandal. We knew this.
Yep, the FTX scandal.
Spending blowout. Yes, indeed. She's not doing her job. You think? Oh, more scandal. She puts environment above people. And not in the way that environment should be
right.
Upheld. Like, she's got that weird twisted environmentalism nonsense going on. Like, she doesn't even understand what it means to... you know, she probably never even seen a cow, yeah. Let alone milked one, or tried to herd one, or, you know, yeah. I doubt she's ever fought a forest fire, so she has no idea what that entails either.
Right. But, and, yeah, she...
Okay, there's a...
Ask her what clear-cut means.
I almost... Yeah. I doubt she knows. But I saw a comment, or a post yesterday, and I almost commented on it, uh-huh. But then some things got in the way, and I never went back to it, so it's whatever now. Right. But I want other people's opinion, especially from those native to Oregon, which, mind you, is a endangered species. Native-born Oregons? Yeah. Oregonians?
Native Oregonians are very like endangered. Like
me. We are rare. We are a rare species, you see. Okay, anyway. Those who understand the history of our state, who were born and raised here, the families were born and raised here, like, we've been here generations now.
Right.
And what logging was back then, the way loggers and ranchers worked together back then.
Right.
Not to mention the good old American Indians.
Yeah.
That some of them still don't mind being called that because they know what that means.
Right.
Okay. And some of them actually prefer that term.
Yeah. Over being called native.
Or indigenous.
Yeah, indigenous, yeah.
I know a lot of them that just cannot stand that term.
Yeah.
Anyways, but, you know, no names mentioned because we're not trying to...
Right.
Anyway, point is...
We're not outing anybody.
No. But my point is that... I got off on a tangent. Oh. If there wasn't so much deadfall, we wouldn't have the forest fires we do. So that post was talking about, like, Smokey the Bear, and 9 out of 10 forest fires are started by people.
Right.
Okay. I'm not saying that that's totally wrong. However, how many more fires would be avoided if all that deadfall was gone?
Right.
All of the pine needles, all of the dead wood that has fallen out of trees.
Right.
They don't even clean up properly after forest fires. And that stuff just sits out there. If you drive around in Oregon right now, there is still cleanup sitting everywhere from fires that were 2 years ago.
You know, and the thing that the media really wants you to believe is that forest fires are the only thing that's been recently happening.
No, we have them every single year.
Yeah,
we've had the longer
eons.
These stupid restrictions and laws go on about the environment,
yeah,
where we're not allowed to do this and we're not allowed to do that, the ranchers can't release their cattle into the woods.
Yeah.
You obviously, if you voted for that, you obviously don't understand why that's important.
Right.
Okay? And this is something that even if some of our natives today don't know this, well, then you didn't listen to Grandma and Grandpa that well.
Right.
And you probably didn't know Great-Grandma and Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
When the animals move through the forest, whether it's deer, elk, cattle,
right,
whatever, when the herbivores move through the forest, or the jungles for that matter, okay, they push down all of the deadfall.
Mm-hmm.
It pushes it into the ground, into the mud,
right,
during the rainy seasons especially. During the drier seasons, it covers it.
Yeah.
And it keeps it beat down. Mm-hmm. What does it do? It disintegrates, becomes dirt.
Yeah.
Okay? It also feeds the trees. It feeds the foliage. All the greenery that you see in beautiful central Oregon and northern Oregon,
mm-hmm,
Washington, that is fed by the deadfall.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of people that like to be like, on, you know, that are more on the our side of things. However, they have some of their stuff twisted.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, the natives used to light fires and stuff all the time to chase the animals out. Yes, they did sometimes. But not apparently as much as some people seem to think they did.
Right.
And it was very specifically done. They weren't trying to burn down the entire forest. Right. And not to mention, all of that deadfall was either pushed down by the animals or the natives.
Right.
Because they moved through the forests all the time. The forests did not burn like they do now. they would have ended up burning a field, like a meadow, yeah, shall we say,
yeah,
to move the animals.
Yep. And that would have
to been a different meadow or whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all just don't understand.
They don't understand. Well, and a lot of these people, you know,
they didn't kill for sport either.
No.
They killed for food, clothing, and shelter.
Yep.
And tools. And until we came along, that was their clothing.
Yeah.
They didn't have cotton. They didn't have silk or any of that fancy stuff.
No, they had leather.
And clear back in the 1500s, 1600s, we started bringing over European cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that's a bad thing, but well, you got to understand that.
To what you was talking about, though, these people that are understand how it works. They don't understand basic agriculture. They don't understand basic economy. They don't understand anything about our political system, except for we got to vote for who they tell us to vote for. That's all they're good for. And the ones out there, you know who you are. I'm talking to you. You vote like that.
Sorry, we're not sorry.
That you're not as educated as you think you might have been.
And that's the biggest problem, is we are living in an age where there are so many people who are arrogant about their lack of knowledge.
Right, yeah.
The stupidest thing a person can do is think they know everything.
Yeah.
We can all learn. We are all wrong once in a while. You know, and I try not to make, like, solid statements unless I know it to be true. You know?
Yeah.
Even if it's something that I've read 5 or 6 times, I'll be like, now this is what I've read. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Okay. I wasn't there. All right. I wasn't on the Titanic. Okay. But this is what I've read.
Yeah.
All right.
I can put pieces together and form.
Exactly. I'm very good at puzzles.
Yes.
I love them. I love them very much. Anyway. But people these days, in there's a lot of people in general that just, they refuse to admit they might be wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Or that they've been wrong for so long.
What is so, I don't understand. Why?
It's ego. Ego.
Why?
It's their pride. It's getting in the way.
I'm a Leo. I got as much ego as the next asshole. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that doesn't mean you have to be arrogant about it. That doesn't mean you have to be, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Get off your pedestals, man.
They have a moral superiority in their ignorance.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying I'm smarter than them, but...
I'm not smarter than them. I just... I have common sense.
I pity them.
Yeah.
I pity the fool. Okay. Anyways. Tina Kotek won't cut taxes. No way. Huh. Is that why she's raising them all the time?
Yeah.
Hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kotek Mansion gets natural gas fix while denying others.
Costly, unworkable solutions. Her solution is always spend more. Yeah, you noticed that, did you?
Yeah.
Unrealistic, unnecessary tax increases. Oh, didn't I just say that?
Yeah.
Dishonesty. I don't think she even knows what honesty means.
Yeah.
And bad ideas. And not just her haircut.
Yeah. Coastal communities. What does that say? Blast Kotek's homeless emergency order.
Blast homeless. Can you blame them?
Nope.
Anyway, so these are all links to whatever articles talking about this, you know, whatever subject. Whoops. My cadet. Oh, look. Yeah. So. The link to this one here is in the comments if you guys want to go check it out.
Yep.
In the live chat.
In the live chat.
In the live chat. So, kind of the side note here. I feel really sorry for young men growing up in this day and age.
So do I. I do.
And, you know, I know a couple that are, okay, actually, like a couple that are, you know, we're lucky enough to find somebody.
Right.
But young men these days, so lonely. Ladies, you don't even know.
Yeah.
How lonely they are. And now that I have a son, I am seeing how that loneliness starts when the poor fellows are young. Mm-hmm. There are so many more girls in this world than there are boys. And a lot of people raising boys right now, they see it too. Yeah. It's not just you. I want those out there that are raising one boy, two boys. I don't have a lot of friends. Feel your pain. I have one boy. And he's already feeling lonely. And he latches on to me. And it makes it hard for a single parent to handle sometimes. And I can imagine it makes it really hard for the women out there. I was lucky to be raised by a single father. Fully understand how this works. My dad did everything he could to raise us right, all by himself, from the time that I was like 10. Okay? That's a lot of work for a man. However, something that the guys do need to understand is that it's harder for the girls to raise children by themselves.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Now,
how can you socially
and everything, I understand it is much harder for a man.
Right.
But when it comes to protecting and providing for a family.
Yeah.
Like, I would say 99% of women will go as low as 95% of women. Mm-hmm. They don't understand that.
Right.
Very few women, even though they think they do, very few women think with an alpha brain.
Right.
But they have been fed this idea that they're all boss bitches or whatever stupid bull crap is these days. You know, they're all boss girls or whatever. Yeah. You know, they're all super girls.
You can do it. But yeah, you know what? If you work hard, work your rump off, you know, do what's necessary. Pay your
bills. But I want to say something as someone that looks the way I do.
Right.
Okay. Those women out there that preach all their feminist...
Yeah.
You know how hard it is for you. Live like a man.
Yeah.
For 1 week. 1 week.
Yeah.
And then tell me how depressed you are. Tell me how lonely you feel. Tell me how rejected you feel.
Yeah.
Cut your hair off and live like a man.
Yep.
Do it. I dare you. There was this feminist lesbian chick. Thought she was all big and bad. Mm-hmm. She did that.
Right.
She cut off all of her hair. She moved to a new town. She changed her name. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And portrayed herself as a man for like 6 months. I think it was after, maybe it was after the 6 months, but she ended up committing.
Unaliving herself.
Mm-hmm. Because of the depression state that she ended up in being a man.
Right. I can imagine.
And I think she actually ended up writing a book about her experiences.
Wow.
And I think she did the unaliving thing because she felt so guilty.
Yeah.
Compared to what she had preached and what she had thought as a feminist.
Yeah.
Compared to what the reality was for young men her age.
Right.
Just saying. Just saying. If I hadn't gone through all the nonsense I went through before I come here,
yeah,
I probably wouldn't have been tough enough to get through it. Plus, I was raised pretty old-fashioned. So.
Yeah, you were.
But I do want to know other people's opinion. Like, how do you guys feel as a young man or young woman, or even middle-aged man or woman, about the dating field today? Are you a single parent? What is it like for you? What are the struggles that you have that you have questions about?
I know before I got married, I was a single parent. And it was rough.
It's rough.
It was very rough. Not knowing...
But there is something about being raised by a man.
Yeah.
And the statistics even show it. Children raised by single fathers are just as likely to succeed in whatever,
right,
as those with two parents.
Yeah.
Those raised by a single mother, it's like this.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We'll bring up the statistics one day. And
one of these days, or if one of you guys has it, you want to look it up and send it to us. Yeah. Throw it in the comment section or whatever. Yeah,
if we're wrong, we're wrong.
Okay, but I've actually seen statistics on this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's crazy, you guys. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't ones raised by women that have done extremely well for themselves.
Right.
No, actually, three of them. Of course, they were raised by my sister. Love you, sis. Anyway. Yeah. I want to know what you guys think about that. Like, what is your personal experiences? And what do you think is wrong with the opposite side of your dating pool? Like, how can we help each other figure this out?
I know what it was like as a single parent back in the day when I was younger. It was rough. It was very rough. How is it for a single parent today? Tell us your stories. Either leave it in the comments down below or email it to us.
One more quick question I want everybody to think about. What is the difference between a partner versus a husband or wife? And why is the title important?
Yes. Think about it. Let us know.
Or if you think it's unimportant, why? I want to see if we can get any answers on this. And then we'll talk about it. My opinion will probably offend you.
Same.
As it do. Anyways. Question of the day.
Yep.
We're going to have to cut that out. Short question of the day is...
Well, with that, I want to thank you all for visiting, taking the time to spend it with us, and don't forget to hit the like, share, subscribe, hit the little bell notification, be notified whenever our new videos come on now.
Yep.
And comment down below, let us know how we're doing.
Let us know what you think about the questions we asked today. You know, what is it like in the dating pool from your perspective?
Yep.
Is the title of wife or husband important and why?
Yeah.
Does the word partner meet that criteria? Yes or no? Why? And what do you think about your local politics? Yeah.
How many of you know all your local politicians?
And what is a democracy versus a republic? Do you really understand the difference?
Democracy is a failed political system tried by the Greeks and the Romans.
Mm-hmm. Who both failed epically.
That's why
epically.
Oh, yeah. And our founding fathers, they knew this. They knew that they didn't want a democracy.
Democracies implode.
Right.
That's what they do.
They knew they didn't want a democracy because they knew how it failed before. These are well-educated men, our founding fathers.
Yes. With rather nice handwriting, if I must say.
They didn't believe in it because that's what they were trying to escape from.
Mm-hmm.
So they came up with the Constitutional Republic.
Yep. And they knew their history well enough to know what Rome had done to their country.
Right.
Hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
Mm-hmm. With that, until next time, all you uncommoners, don't believe the
nonsense.
Yes,
indeed. Pay attention. Stay uncommon.